And what's up, everybody? This is episode, I would say, let's call it 11 and a half. It is a surprise episode of the Terrible Tech Show. I'll call this 11.5 because it's a special midday episode. I'm not going to go on and ramble for too long, but it is your host, Chris McManamy. What's up, everybody? Just wanted to come on here and just make sure that everything's working okay. As far as like my board and Skype and everything like that, I may just do like a test call to Skype on the air here. I just want to make sure that everything's working before I. That's the big news. I put my name in the hat, so to speak, so I could audition as a co-host of The Shoot with Gary Cantrell, and that's Sunday, at 4 Eastern, I believe. See, I don't even know what time. It's pathetic. Yeah, it's Sunday at 4 Eastern. I will be co-hosting with Gary Cantrell. That should be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. It's just one of those things where I heard about it. I saw it on Twitter, on my Twitter, and that's at Chris McManamy, by the way. So I saw that. I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. I mean, it's all vote based and what and everything like that, but I don't, you know, it's not gonna hurt anything. I'm just really, really looking forward to it. That was my big news here today. I may only go for like half an hour or so, just whatever I feel like. I did get the day off today because unfortunately I am working tonight. 3 o'clock. I have I got a server migration. I got to handle some business, and luckily I don't have to go anywhere. I can do this all from home, and that's the beauty of what I do is I can work from anywhere. I don't have to be in an office or anything like that. And of course, it's a 35-minute drive to my office. That'd be kind of a pointless drive at 3 o'clock for me to show up and start doing it and then come back home. That's a complete waste of gas. So, that's that. Yeah, I got Office 365 migration I'm working on. That's the way. Now, Microsoft's really been pushing that. I know I mentioned this on a show about how they killed off Small Business Server back with version 2011. So, we'll just do what we can. It's all Microsoft's cloud, and it's awesome. But, I'm gonna try to do a Skype call here. If you know you have Skype, you know that there's a sound test service that you can run. And I'm just gonna check this out, make sure my shit's all working, and hang on just a second. I wanna see if I can call it and not destroy anything. Hold on a second.
Hello, welcome to Skype call testing service. After the beep, please record a message. Afterwards, your message will be played back to you.
Hey, it's Chris McManamy, host of the Terrible Tech Show. I'm just checking things out to just making sure everything's okay. Is that all I got to do? Hey, it's Chris McManamy, host of the Terrible Tech Show. I'm just checking things out to just making sure everything's okay.
If you are able to hear your own voice, then you have configured Skype correctly. If you hear this message, but not your own voice, then something is wrong with your audio recording settings. please check your microphone and microphone settings or visit skype.com for more help. Thank you for using the Skype call testing service. Goodbye.
Oh, well, sweet. So I know that works. Let's see if I figure if any of you guys are out there, you're bored and want to get away. I know some of you are probably listening to the Zimmerman trial. A lot of you are at work. But now maybe you can flip over to Castor FM and check me out. I'm just rambling this morning. It's going to be a short broadcast. I'm going to try to enjoy my time off this morning. I got the laundry going. And I'm getting ready to have some lunch in a little bit. It's 10:30 here in the Midwest. And see, I have yet to, I figured out if I'm at least doing a show, I'll go ahead and talk some techie stuff. I have yet to install Windows 8.1 yet. I'm just kind of putting it off. I know you can run dual boot and side by side and all that, but I for whatever reason, I have very limited space on my hard drive here. It's 128 gig solid state drive, what I got here, and about half of it's full. I don't know why. I don't save anything. Everything I save is on my NAS here or in the cloud or anywhere other than local, because I don't like to save anything local. I've been burned by that in the past. I had a RAID controller fail one time. My own RAID controller corrupted the array, and I didn't have a backup and lost some pictures, unfortunately, and I didn't have a backup. So now I try to keep my stuff in probably 7 different places. I like to have copies of copies and copies, and just keeping everything, or I save it in the cloud, but not Bob's cloud or anything like that. No, it's like either, you know, SkyDrive or our data centers, or I try not to save my personal stuff in our data centers. That's I find that kind of disrespectful. If you're saving your personal stuff on a corporate network, I got a problem with that. That's not my place to that's not my storage to be able to save my personal items to a corporate network. I know a lot of the storage is there and everything like that, but I feel differently, and that's my opinion. My personal stuff, all my personal stuff, all my podcasts and everything I record, like I'm doing right now, I save it locally, and I'll push it to my personal archives and push it to Podomatic, but that's it. And then there's Amazon. I think Amazon's got the S3. Is their cloud service, and of course Google's got theirs. Everybody seems to have some sort of cloud service. But that's my thing. I don't save anything local, and eventually I'll make a backup of my laptop and install 8.1, and we'll see how it goes. I'm a little nervous because it is a preview, so there are some bugs with it, and that's just any preview. It's a beta, so I've heard, you know, things where, you know, it's a beta, it could break. I've heard that it did break. Or I've heard that nothing's happened with it. It works fine. So we'll see. Let's see what else is going on besides. Let's see, the shoot. I mentioned that I'll be auditioning for co-host. Getting a lot of good positive feedback on that. I'm excited about trying out for the co-host spot. If I don't get it, I don't get it. I mean, it's fine. I see Bull tweeted on there that, of course, Gary said, I'm the first contestant this week, and Bull says, I win the gig. And I'm thinking, oh, great. Now I actually have to step up and do something. hopefully I don't come off as a complete tool like I do on this show. No. So, no, I'm excited about that. And that's really it. I'm getting ready for vacation next week. I'm really excited about that. We're just taking the week off, not going anywhere. Just as a coworker of mine said, a staycation. He coined that phrase for me. It's a staycation. I am staying home and not doing anything. I only have, let's see, after today, I have tomorrow and Friday. That's it. So I'm really looking forward to vacation. I am exhausted. I am really exhausted. Let's see how we're doing so far. Hey, I've done 10 minutes of radio. All right. I'm trying to think, is there anything else I wanted to talk about? No, that's see, I haven't done Windows 8 yet. I'd say it's kind of a surprise show. I wanted to test Skype. Wanted to make sure that worked before. Wanted to make sure I worked with my mixer. I have an Alto Professional ZMX 52 mixer. It's a I guess what do they call it? a five channel mixer. It's got one microphone. I can plug in XLR or a quarter inch jack. Right now I got the quarter inch jack plugged in, and then I got my main out. I guess they call that the main mix. That's going to the line in. I mean, you're looking for a 101. Here you go. Here's how you hook up a mixer. I should have got a USB one, because that's all you got to do is, you know, to get from the mixer to the computer, USB cable, done. And then plug in all your auxiliary stuff. But no, I got just a straight audio. I got the main mix. You usually go from your main mix or your main output from your mixer. And usually it's two quarter inch cables. You can use adapters if you want, but I find just the fewer adapters the better. I got and for cables, go to Monoprice or Amazon. Don't pay, you know, $30-$40 for cables. That's just really stupid. I mean, it's all the same. They're all the same cables. Same thing with HDMI. Don't spend $40 on an HDMI cable. That's just really stupid. Anyway, I got the main mix coming out. It's a red and white. Usually it's red and white. It's left and right. Your left line will be the white cable. Your right will be usually red, maybe gray and red or gray and orange. But usually the gray and white could go together. You know, if you have multiple inputs. So main mix coming out. If you have one computer, which I have a laptop. You'll go from the main mix out directly to the line in. Which, you know, it's either they have a line in. Usually on a PC, on a sound card, it's a blue connector, and it actually be specified for line in. Or you can use a microphone, which is, you know, the microphone jack on your computer. On a laptop, you're very limited on your connections. So I go from the main mix out, got that pair going to, and it's a quarter inch dual RCA, a quarter inch dual RCA to a 3.5 millimeter. It's the standard, I guess, 1/8 inch audio jack that, you know, like you would plug in, you know, like to your car, or even just like, you know, what if you look at the audio jack on like MP3 player, it's that one. So you do that, and you go right to line in. And then of course, if you have anything else, like if you, you know, like your microphone goes into your mic one. Obviously, it's only one spot for it. Or if you have multiple, if you have a bit bigger mixer, you know, you can have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, however many microphones you want. But for me, it's just me here. So I have one microphone. And then, of course, I have, in order to get the sound out, you know, the sound out from the computer into the mixer, I have a line in. I have another quarter, dual quarter inch RCA, which is on channel 2 on my mixer. I have that another quarter inch adapter going into my speaker out, which on my laptop is a headphone. It's just a standard headphone connection. Usually it's green. It'll be the green connection, you know, the green jack on a standard PC sound card. But yeah, I've seen on most of them the line in. Like I said, the speaker headphone is usually green, and then your line in and microphone. Usually, if it's together, it'll be probably blue, and it'll say line in / microphone. But for the most part, on like a really nice sound card, you'll have your microphone separate from your line in. And the microphone, the connector is usually pink, and then the line in is usually blue. So I got that. And then also, if I wanted to plug in another device, like if I had some secondary device, I could plug into. I got another channels here. You know, 4 or 5 channel that's empty right now because I just have my one laptop. And then I have my auxiliary. That's the other thing I plugged in. I have a dual. I just have a regular RCA to 3.5 inch, or what was that, 1/8 millimeter. I just have a regular plain RCA cables going into my Samsung phone. So if I want to place, and that's plugged into the auxiliary in on my mixer here. So that way, if you wanted to play, you know, stuff from your phone, like if you have something saved, like you recorded, you know, you got a phone call or something like that that you've recorded, you can plug it in, play straight from your phone, like the intro to the show. I have that, you know, saved on my phone here, and then I said play, boom, it goes right through my mixer, and you guys hear it. You guys hear it for those of you that are listening. But yeah, you got some listeners. Thank you guys. Awesome. Thank you. But anyway, that's how Mixer's hooked up. You can find there's videos on YouTube, and that's what I did. I looked up videos on YouTube. I mean, there's people, you know, you got your 8-channel mixers are pretty common, but I got a pretty small, consider it's just me here, a small 5-channel mixer. Picked it up at Guitar Center, and those guys are so helpful. If you want to get started on this, you just go to Guitar Center. They're very helpful. Just tell them exactly what you're trying to do. They'll get you all the cables you need. Their cables are reasonably priced. Of course, when I first bought the mixer, I had no clue what I was doing, and I ended up a cable short. I'm like, oh, I was like, I could talk, but then I couldn't hear it. It just didn't work out. So I ended up going, I got my mixer at Guitar Center, and then went to Model Price, Amazon. I think I went to Amazon. It was like a penny. I ended up buying the right RCA quarter-inch cables I needed to hook that up. And, of course, I had an extra standard RCA cable going, the ones going to my phone. I had that because I used to have my, when I had my PC, before I went strictly mobile, I had it hooked up to my TV in the bedroom. So I used the same cable. It went, the red and white went to the TV, and then the audio jack went into the speaker jack, the green speaker jack on the computer, and I had sound went through the TV. So that's really that. I know it's kind of long-winded there, but I needed some filler. needed some filler content. Thank you to whoever's listening live right now. Thank you. I really do appreciate it, and hopefully you check me out Sunday as I audition for the shoot co-hosting spot with Gary Cantrell. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm getting kind of nervous about it, but that's at radiofoobar.com. I know some of you listen, know absolutely Radio Fubar and all their good, you know, great content. They have some awesome stuff there, and I have a few personal favorites on there. I'm tooting a horn here, but I am a subscriber to the Shoot Podcast. Or not podcast, he's gonna kick my ass. It's not a podcast. It is an internet radio show. I should know better. I'm gonna get my ass kicked for that one. Internet radio. It is not a podcast. Neither is this. Not a podcast. And it is not a wrestling show. I'm clearing that up right now. I know it's not a wrestling show, but I subscribe to it in podcast format, podcast fashion, so that way in case I miss the live internet radio show, I can go back and listen later. And of course, it's all about me. They're also on the same radiofubar.com. They're awesome. I subscribe to them as well. And of course, I subscribe to a few others, but I don't know. I may get into that on more on Sunday. Like I said, I just wanted to kind of check things out, make sure I didn't avoid some of the technical issues I actually ran into this morning while I had to do about an hour or so of work from home, and I was having some difficulties trying to get our corporate software phone to work over the VPN, and finally I said, screw it, I'll just use myself. I just use my cell phone. I was like, it was much faster. That way I get my stuff done, and that was a lot easier. I just didn't feel like fighting with it anymore. Shit. Now I'm tired. Fucking A, I'm tired. Don't really have much to say. Thank you, listener, for checking out my show. I don't know who you are. If you're on Twitter, hit me up. Hit me up if you're there at Chris McManamy. If you're not already, follow me or spread the word or whatever you got to do. Just trying to, not say make a name for myself, but I am getting my feet wet here, and I get my feet wet on Sunday. Hopefully I'll destroy myself. Too bad. Man, what else? Whoa, Sony launches new E-series Walk. Oh my gosh, no way. Are they bringing back the Walkman? Oh, it's okay. I'm like, what the hell? Man, I remember Walkmans. Holy crap. I'm kind of showing my age a little bit. Of course, I'll be 31 in October, and all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, you're baby." And what? Yeah, I remember the old style Walkmans. He hooked it. It was about the I'm trying to think. It was about the size of what was it? I'm trying to think of something modern for you youngsters. Of course, MP3 players are so tiny; they're almost about the size of a wristwatch. But you. Those of you remember Walkmans, and you had the cassette, and you popped it in, and you had the headphone, you know, the wire headphones with the foam pad. I mean, it was like a wire, and you could really cut yourself on those. And of course, it was all your mixtapes. All your mixtapes are on it, and it's quite interesting. Yeah, because I mixed a few tapes back in the day and did it the old-fashioned way. You get your play cassette tape, plug it in, hopefully, and you catch your song on the radio. Do it so fast, you're like, oh my gosh! You end up missing like the first 15 seconds of the song anyway, and it's like you stop it, and then it like cuts right into the next song after you're done. But it's a little bit different now because everything's like all digital, MP3s, things like that. And the earbuds. It's crazy. It's like they call it the Walkman. That's what caught my attention. It says Sony's launching two new E-Series Walkmans. I saw it on Engadget because I follow Engadget on Twitter, and it's like Walkmans. Holy shit! Are they bringing them back? yeah. I don't know. I'm laughing at myself. Oh, shut up. What are you gonna do? Let's see. How long have I been going? Almost 30 minutes. I'll probably cut it off at 11 o'clock, because I'm getting hungry. Instead of going to lunch at noon, I always have lunch. I've been, for the past couple of years, I always have lunch at 11. It's just, I got into the habit of eating at that time, and I'm starting to get kind of hungry. Let's see. Oh, talk about the Cardinals. Cardinals kicking everybody's ass right now. Beat up on the poor Astros, the lowly Astros. 9-5 last night. Cardinals still in first place. I know hopefully I can bust Gary's balls a little bit on Sunday, because I know he's a Nationals fan, and it's always fun to, you know, give each other shit back and forth about your sports teams. And of course we all remember 2012 NLDS. I know Gary does. And I may make it a point to politely remind him about it on Sunday. As wild a game five as that was, I mean, it was tied at 2 and going, you know, same, almost the same type of deal from the World Series in 2011, where it was kind of dull for the first, you know, 8 innings, and then finally picked up, it like kicked up a notch in the 9th inning and extra innings. Well, in this case, it was the 9th inning in the 2012 NLDS, and the Cardinals lit them up. That's what I say to that. That's what I say to the Nationals. But yeah, that was a fun year. 2012. Oh man, that NLDS was fun. The Cardinals ended up beating the Nationals really bad in the 9th inning. Got the contributions from Pete Cosma and Daniel Descalzo, and that's history. And they didn't have near the luck against the fucking Giants. That's what I call them, the fucking Giants. Who went on to win the World Series that year, and that was heartbreaking. That was so heartbreaking. Watching them lose the way they did, and it was deja vu because it happened in '96. The Braves and they beat the Cardinals in 7 games, because the Cardinals had a comfy 3-1 lead and then just got totally obliterated the next 3 games. That happened last year, but I don't see that happening again. Because for one, the Giants suck, and two, the Cardinals. And I know a lot of other people have their teams; they got their favorite teams. But you cannot say there is not a more well-balanced team in the National League than the St. Louis Cardinals. There isn't. Their pitching is solid. Their bullpen's all right. It's good. They got a lot of young, hard-throwing arms out of the pen. They got Mojica closing, who's just awesome, except for that one start, which I don't harp on, because that was just one time, and it's gonna happen. I mean, even though last night I was watching Grant Balfour for the A's just totally shut the door. He totally shut down the Pirates, and I was like, wow. Dude has not blown a save in like 2 years. I mean, it's just unreal. There's like 41 or 42 straight saves, and that is just very impressive. I was watching his pitches. You know, you see a lot of these closers, they'll just throw fastball, fastball, fastball. All his stuff was off speed, and the Pirates just could not catch up to it. And I think the poor Pittsburgh Pirates, this is the Pirates team that we see. This Pirates team here, this is the one that I'm used to. I'm used to this one. Just they were at the same point last year, and then completely lost it, completely fell apart. They got nothing. I know there's a few Pittsburgh people out there that listen to the show, but I'm still giving you crap because right now Cardinals are in first place and your team's not. Ha ha. That's what I say to that. Anyway, that's my baseball rant. Cardinals did win last night, 9-5. Adam Wainwright again just completely dominated the Astros, like he's done so many times in the past. It was a Tuesday night, and I posted this on Twitter. It was the Tuesday night against the Astros, like 130 degrees outside, very humid, very uncomfortable. I know because my power was out, and they still packed in another sellout. It was over 40,000 easily. I mean, it was just a complete sellout for a Tuesday night against a team that's not really doing anything. I mean, they're at the bottom of the American League West, the Astros. And for them to still sell out Busch Stadium is just unreal. It is just, I look across the baseball and I see all these teams and the stands are just empty. Like San Diego, Kansas City, who else? Houston. Oh gosh, Houston. That was horrible. I felt so. I almost felt bad for him. Nobody in Houston goes to see the Astros anymore. It's all about the Texans, and I can't say I blame them. I mean, that's really the only team in Houston right now. I don't even know. I don't pay attention to basketball. So I could fucking care less. I don't give a shit about the Rockets. But even you know Miami. Who else? Oakland packed them, of course. The Cubs still pack them, which, man, talk about that's some two loyal fan bases right there, the Cardinals and the Cubs. The Cubs pack them in too, even for day games, during the middle of the week, day games. That's just unreal. The lovable losers. Oh, excuse me. I'm trying to think some of these other teams, you know, seeing on the road. You know, the Cardinals have been on the road. The stands are empty. And, of course, you know, if you don't put a quality product on the field, nobody's going to come see it. And you can't get your revenue. And of course, if you like the Marlins and gut your team every couple of years, completely just destroy it, you're not gonna have any. You're gonna completely shatter your fan base. And Miami is just there. I don't see Miami as a baseball town. It's not. They got the Dolphins. You know, I see more people packing in for Dolphins games. And of course, you got Tampa Bay. You got the Buccaneers and even the Rays. I don't get that. They put out a good team. The Rays do, and they still can't fill it because it's not really as a baseball town for a little while, but Florida's more of a basketball, football state, I think. I mean, you got the Rays and the Marlins baseball, they really don't pack anything, but you get the Bucks, you get the Dolphins, you get even the Jaguars, I'm sure, pack the stands because everybody loves to go to a football game, especially an outdoors football game in the fall. It's awesome. I can attest that. I've never been to a football game in Florida, but I've been to some football games in the fall, in the winter, you know, just freezing cold, and it's an experience. But you look at a baseball town like St. Louis, and it's a baseball hockey town. I mean, the football team, you know, has completely died. I think. I mean, they're trying to come back. They're not bad, but I don't envision them being in St. Louis after 2014, which is when their lease is up with the Dome. And they're fighting a battle with the CVC for improvements or rebuild of the Edward Jones Dome, because it's not one of the elite stadiums in the NFL. It's really not. It's an old stadium. It's very very ancient. You know, not compared to some of these other stadiums. And I think they're like Lucas Oil in Indianapolis. That one's impressive. Texas Stadium is completely ridiculous. And that monstrosity there. And some of these other places that just they put, you know, they're able to invest money because they're putting out a good product. And a lot of people gave up on the Rams. And I can honestly say I was excited for last year because they got, you know, a new head coach and a fresh start and Sam Bradford. And I was really, really looking forward to seeing what the Rams could do. They did decent. I mean, they had compared to where they were the year before, like 2-14, which is dismal. For them to go, I think 7-9. They went 7-9 last year, and I was very impressed. I mean, they looked good. Head coach Jeff Fisher, he's a very, very respected head coach in the NFL. I'm honestly looking forward to seeing where hopefully they can get to 500 this year. It'd be nice. I think they're. I just hope that they don't completely fall apart. I mean, they got a lot of young guys on the team. Steven Jackson's gone, and I'm glad he got out and went to a, because he put up with a lot of shit for years, being on the you know, being the only highlight of several years of really bad losing teams, and he was there before, you know, after Marshall Faulk was there, and you know, the greatest show on turf era, you know, was gone, completely gone. And he went to Atlanta. Hopefully Atlanta's a very awesome team, and I think he made them better. I think he absolutely made them better. Hopefully they'll be one of those teams. Excuse me. Hopefully he'll be one of those that gets something going with his new team and a contender. And I respect that. I can't blame him. I'd want to, you know, if I was on, you know, my contract is up and I wanted to test free agency, I want to go to a winning team. I mean, it's that simple. You know, you've been in the league as long as he has, and he's, you know, he's a veteran, and he's been in the league almost 10 years probably. And he wants to go to a winner, and I don't blame him. So yeah, anyway, the Rams lease is up in 2014, and I don't see them staying. I don't know where they would go. I just can't see them staying in St. Louis. I just, and it's unfortunate. Excuse me. I'm gonna have to cut it off here in a minute. Anyway, my point was the Cardinals still pack the seats. They're awesome. They're the best team in the National League, hands down. Probably not the best team overall, because I know the Red Sox are killing it. The fucking A's are killing it. The Angels are climbing back up. But in the National League, you're not going to see a better team than the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, Atlanta, yeah. Atlanta's got probably 50 wins or so. And I think they're like 53, 54 wins. And they're making a charge in the East. But I just do not see a more balanced team, you know, top to bottom, you know, from the managers and the coaches. And I love their coaching staff this year, because I have always been a fan of John Mabry, even as a kid when he was playing for the Cardinals. That guy knew how to hit. He was a smart hitter. He was fun to watch. He was fan friendly. It was just awesome. It was awesome to watch him. And Mike Matheny, I was a fan of his whenever he was a player too. You know, he was the catcher before Molina. You know, Molina was his backup in you know, 2000, you know, in the early 2000s. Mike Matheny, you know, was there with Daryl Kyle and those guys, and then he was the primary catcher before Yadier Molina came in, and now look what you got. You got an awesome manager, and I think catchers make the best managers, I'll be honest with you, because they really manage the quote the game within the game. And I think Molina is going to be a great, if he ever pursues it, I think he would be a great coach. Because, I mean, he basically manages the team on the field. I know Matheny does his thing, but as far as working with some of these young pitchers and just things that, you know, some managers can't do, Yadier Molina is able to do that. He establishes a relationship with these pitchers. These young pitchers, they're coming up through the system, the awesome farm system that is the St. Louis Cardinals. Anyway. For him to come up, you know, to take these young arms and just, you know, help them through it. And then you got your pitching coach, Derek Lilloquist, who is doing a great job with some of these players. And you have, you know, your coaching staff, you got your veterans, you got a lot of young guys. But it's a very balanced mix. I don't see them making a lot of moves by the, I think the trade deadline's at the end of July. I don't see them making a lot of moves. they know how to, they make the moves that are boom. They're not flashy. You know, like Ricky Nolasco going to the Dodgers or anything like that, or like last year that big trade between the Red Sox and Dodgers that, you know, for, you know, and the, I think it was last year, the year before, and, you know, there's not a lot of these big name signings. You know, they went out a couple years ago and got Mujica. I think it was last year. Might have been last year because he was around 2011. No, they went out and got Mujica last year. Who would have thunk it, right? They made basically one move that completely revamped their entire pitching staff. I mean, that's how they operate. And now he's filled in quite nicely in the closer role while Mott's gone. And it's just awesome. Oh, excuse me. Holy shit. Getting a little long-winded here, and oh man, my throat's killing me, so I may just wrap this up. Thank you to my one listener. I think I had two at one point. But I'm sorry. I know the mobile version is coming soon for Caster FM. There is a mobile version coming. This is still very much in beta, this hosting service, and it's free because that's my budget. No money. I about got my head chopped off when I bought my mixer here and all my cables to go with it. And then I got the microphone later, and I got the headset, and that's enough for me. Now, like I said, the Terrible Tech Show is a very low budget affair, and of course it's not always great either. It's not always techy either. So it's not just it is a tech show. I do get into a little bit, talk about my mixer and making sure all my shit's set up, and yeah, time to go into a summary of the show. Time for a brief summary of what you just heard. I'm gonna throw this up on Podomatic. What the hell? I'm recording it. I'll get it up there. Episode 11 and a half. But I'm gonna go enjoy my day off. I just wanted to make sure all my shit was straight before Sunday. And please listen on Sunday. I'll be co-hosting in my audition for co-host of the shoot on RadioFubar.com with Gary Cantrell. So, oh boy. I'm getting out of here. Go to terribletechshow.wordpress.com. It's got all the links there, how to listen, how to download, where you get the archives, everything like that. I am out of here. See you Sunday at radiofoodbar.com. Later.